Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shloima Ben Chayale. So today's daf is a return to the regular program, which is the halachos of Shchitas Chulin. Specifically, the topic of today's daf and tomorrow's daf is going to be the very unique yet critical law of Hashoichet es Hamisukenes. This is a halacha that's discussed in Yeridea Simin Yud Zayin, and it's something that if you're a Shoichet is a very, very important area of halacha. So what exactly is a Misukenes? Animal that is very, very sick. It's so sick, it's literally ot. It's holding by dying. Could you shecht an animal like that, or could you not shecht an animal like that? Now, we know that once that animal dies, it's an avela, you can't eat it. We also know that there's a concept of a trefa. A trefa is an animal that has one of 18 wounds. We assume that because of this wound that it has, or because of this illness that it has, it will not be able to live beyond a certain period of time. That too, the Torah says very, very clearly, it's a loisase, you're not allowed to eat. A mesukenes is not an avela, it's still alive. A mesukenes is not a trefa, it doesn't have one of these simanim, but at the same time, it's gravely ill. And whether or not one can shecht a mesukenes is a discussion. Now, spoiler alert, the halach is you're allowed to shecht a misukenes. Not only are you allowed to shecht a misukenes, you're allowed to shecht a misukenes lichatchila. Stating that, you have to be very, very careful that when you shecht a misukenes, the animal was alive throughout the entire course of the shechita. Because if it died at some point during the shechita, and you could see why an animal that's a misukenes, maybe betchilas ha-shechita or be'emtza ha-shechita would die. If it died in that situation, not machmas the shechita, well then it's not a shechuta. Then it's going to be a nevela. And obviously it's not something that you'd be able to eat. So again, a sheikh and a misukenes be'etzem is not a problem. A nevela is a problem be'etzem. A treif is a problem be'etzem. A misukenes is not a problem be'etzem. Stating that, a misukenes is a sugya because of the metzias, that it's becheskas, that it's almost dying, and therefore there's a good chance that the shechita is going to expedite the process, and it may not survive through the end of the shechita. And if it doesn't survive through the end of the shechita, you're going to have yourself an issue. Hence, there's a sugya regarding a sheikh and misukenes. Now, we just, again, gave away the fact that a sheikh and misukenes is okay. In fact, you're even allowed to shecht it lechatchila, as long as you know for sure that it survived the shechita, or at least it's not supposed to survive the shechita, but it survived until the end of the shechita. But again, it's taking for granted that we know the end of the story. In fact, we're going to have a whole blot gemara now, which is going to focus primarily on mechatesi and misukenes is mutter. If an avela is aser and a treif is aser, maybe a misukenes is aser as well. Either way, geshmaka, a little bit of a windy with a nice agadata finish. Daf tucked away over here, Masechta Chulin, in the world of Chulin Dafin that have an asterisk, this is definitely one of them. Zok the Mishnah, Hashoichet es Hamisukenes. If somebody shechts a Misukenes, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Anshet Tefarchis Biyadu Beregel. If you don't see any movement during the course of the Shechita, you have to assume that the animal died, it didn't survive the Shechita, and as a result, it's going to be an avela. What is considered movement? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Achet tefarches biyadu beregel. So if it jerks its hand and its foot, both, then it's going to be a sign that it was alive, otherwise not. Now, when does this have to happen? The tefarches biyad berekel, Rashi says, by the gemara of the shechita. It has to happen at the end of the shechita. Because if it happens in the beginning of the shechita, the middle of the shechita, maybe it died after that, before the end of the shechita. So if at the conclusion of the shechita, it was mefarches the yad in the regel, that means it survived the shechita. In that case, it's going to be okay. Otherwise, it's becheskas that it did not survive. Rabbi Eliezer says, Daya in Zinka. Rabbi Eliezer is a mekel. He says that you don't need that it should be mefarches yad v'regel, but it's enough if it coughs up blood. So if the animal coughs up blood, Rashi says, "Kederech shabehimos neifchos begroinam v'adam mikaleach u'mezanik b'koyach." Apparently, if you're a farmer, you would understand exactly what this means, or if you're a sheichet. But either way, if it's zinka, that would be okay. Amar Reb Shimon said a sheichet. Balayla, if somebody did a shechita at night, ulamachar hishkim, and then in the morning he woke up, umatzik salam leim da, meaning he shechted an animal that was a mesukenes at night. And because it was nighttime, so he couldn't really see, and he wasn't able to tell whether it was mefarches, whether it did what it was supposed to do. So if he wakes up in the morning and he sees that the walls of the beis hashechita are all bloody, ksheira, it's going to be kosher, shezinka, because that's a sign that it coughed up blood, ukimidas Rabbi Eliezer, and it's because Rabbi Shimon held like Rabbi Eliezer, that zinka is enough, and as long as there's a sign that it was a zinka, then it's going to be fine. The chachamim are third shita. They say atche tefarches oy biyad oy biragel. As long as it's mefarches its hand or its foot, Rav Shimon Gamliel said atche tefarches biyad uberagel. The chachamim say it doesn't have to be both, but rather other. Either one is going to be okay. Oy atche tekashkesh biznava, or as long as it wags its tail, that itself is going to be fine. So again, what's the first part of the Mishnah? Hashoichen ha-mesukenes is fine, as long as you know that it survived up until the end of the Shechita. How do you know if it survived? There are different simanim. What's a simen? It's a machlokes tanna. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it has to be mefarches its hand and its foot. Rabbi Eliezer, and we saw Rabbi Shimon also held Rabbi Eliezer, daya, it's enough if it coughs up blood. The Chachamim say, atchet tefarches oy biyad, oy beregel, or if it even wags its tail, that's going to be okay. Says the Mishnah, echad behem adaka behem agasa. These halachas are true both for a behem adaka and for a behem agasa, with one exception, and that is behem adaka shepash the yad v'leich zira, a behem adaka that was mefarches yad at gemara the shechita, if it didn't bring it back, so it wasn't melech umevi, it stuck its hand out, but it didn't bring its hand back, psula, that's going to be pasul, she'eino yela hoitzas nefesh bulvat, because that's not a sign of life, to the contrary, that's actually a sign of death. Rashi says that these behemoth dakas, right when their neshama would leave, it would somehow have its hand jerk out in one direction. So the definition of pirchas yad, as it relates to behemoth daka, is it has to be moiluchum. Maybe that's in contrast to behemoth gasa, where if it's moitziyada, that in of itself would be pirchas. So you see, for pirchas, you don't need for it to go both ways, right? You don't have to do haitza and achnasa. But for behemoth daka, where it's yad, then you do, because the fact that it would be mefarches its yad is actually more of a sign that it was yatzanishmasa than it was still alive. Says the Mishnah, one last halacha, met dvar mamurim. When is all this true? That what? That an animal has to be mefarches yad beregel according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Daya and zinka according to Reb Eliezer and Reb Shimon. Oyad oyregel oyshetakashkesh biznava according to the Chachamim. This is all true. Shahisach becheskes mesukenes. If the animal was a mesukenes, like the Mishnah started, hashoichet es hamesukenes avam hoyis becheskes bria. If, however, this animal was becheskes bria, this was a gezinta ox. Afilu emba echad mikolas simanim alaluk sheira. Even if it doesn't have any of these simanim, it's going to be fine. I mean, the only time this halacha is true is if you know the animal was a mesukenes. There's no halacha that a shoichet has to look out at the time of the shechita and to make sure that it's doing one of these pirchases. There's no such din. It's dafka if you're sheichet a misukenes, where the animal, in the words of the Mishnah, is becheskas misukenes. It's then and only then that this halacha is going to be true. So, from the Mishnah, it's clear that you're allowed a shecht a misukenes, right? A sheichet a misukenes is kosher. Stating that, you just have to make sure that you check off all the boxes and that it survived the shechita. What's the definition of surviving the shechita? That's a big machlokes tanon in the Mishnah. Taisa speaks out that the Mishnah starts Hashoichet es ha-mesukenes. And throughout Masech Teshulin, the Gemara is medayik, Hashoichet es mashma b'dievid in lechatchil aloi. And if that's the case, it would sound a little bit like this whole halacha of shechting a mesukenes is a b'dievid. But Taisa says it's not true. Afilu lechatchil ashari. That really you're allowed to shecht a mesukenes even lechatchil. So why then does it say a loshen a b'dievid? Says Taisa, I'll tell you why. Because in the event that it's not mefarches, yad v'regel, in the event it's not zinka, etc., etc., then it's going to be pasul afilu b'dievet. So the only reason we're saying b'dievet is because there's a b'dievetic component of a misukenes, and that is if it doesn't show a sign of life. then it's not just lechatchila, it's not okay. Even b'di'evet, it's mamish assumed to have been an avela, and you're not going to be able to eat it. But to the extent that you were able to do it right, you're allowed a shecht lechatchila. And that's why this halacha of Ashoichet Mesukenes is taka lechatchila de galach in Shulchan Aruch, because even though it says in the Mishnah Ashoichet, really it's lechatchila, the whole nusach of b'di'evet is in the event that it didn't play out exactly the way it was supposed to play out. Says the Gemara, Mesukenes mimai deshaya. How do you know that a Mesukenes is mutter? And like Tosfos said, even the Chatchila, how do you know that as long as it shows a sign of life, you're allowed to shecht a Mesukenes? Says the Gemara, how do you know it's mutter? Why would you assume it's asa? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I would assume it's asa. Because the pasuk says, this is one of the many psukim in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, and the end of Parsha Shmini, talks about the food you're allowed to eat, food you're not allowed to eat, and the following is the chaya that you're allowed to eat. And we learn from there, chaya, not just miloshen, like a vilde chaya, but chaya also miloshen life. Chaya echol, an animal that's going to live, that's not a misukenes, you're allowed to live. V'she'eino chaya, lo yisoichal. But an animal that doesn't have the ability to live, because again, it's misukenes, inalarit, v'ha misukenes, ein achaya. And being that a misukenes is not able to live, so that's why I would think it's asas. As the Gemara begins its analysis of the Mishnah a little counterintuitively. And that is misukenes mimay desharya. My Sharia, why would you think it's asr? Veil is asr, Shoif is asr. Why would you think a Mesukenes is asr? Because it says in the Torah, and based on that pasuk, you would think that an animal that can't live, you actually are not allowed to eat. Ad kidekachta, the Gemara wants to know, how is it that you know that a Mesukenes is something that's mutter? Truth is, Taisa speaks out that this havamina that we should learn from Zayis Achaya Asher Toichlu, that maybe a Mesukenes is Aser, based on the pasuk of Zayis Achaya Asher Toichlu, you should know that that drasha is a real drasha. It stands lamaisa. It's negei treif. Tosfos says that lefia emes, that a Mesukenes is mutter, Zayis Achaya Asher Toichlu is a real drasha, but it's discussing the unique class of treifa. So this havamina that I would have thought the Mesukenes is also, because it says Zayis Achaya Asher Toichlu, it's not such a vilda havamina, because Zayis Achaya Asher Toichlu, even lemaskono, is a real drasha, albeit it's negei treifa. It's not negei a Mesukenes. The Gemara's kashas mechatesi. Treifa can't live, a Mesukenes can't live. So maybe Zayis Achaya is marba, even a Mesukenes. Now from the Mishnah, you see Ashaychet and said Mesukenes, as long as it showed a sign of life, I mean, as long as it didn't die, it's going to be mutter. And Taisva says, even lechatchila. So the Gemara's kasha is, Mesukenes mimai desharya. And from here, until the end of the daf, until about 10 lines from the bottom of daf lamed zayin amud beis, the Gemara is going to attempt to answer this question. And what we'll see over the course of the daf is the Gemara is going to make several attempts, a few failed attempts, but regardless, the whole avoida of the daf is going to be Mesukenes mimai desharya, zok de Gemara. Attempt number one. Midam rachman nevela lo yisoichal. It could be from the fact that it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat a nevela. Mechal de mesukenes shaya. Is that in and of itself not a raya that you're allowed to eat a mesukenes? Why it is? Or good eye mesukenes asira. Because if you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to eat a mesukenes, hashta mechayim asira. That means every animal, before it becomes a nevela, when it was in a state of mesukenes, right? This is a very important conceptualization that we have to get at the onset of the daf. And that is every animal before it dies is a mesukenes. As a matter of fact, we're going to see by the end of the daf, that even an animal that was killed from behind in one shot, when it wasn't looking, it was blindsided, even then there's an assumption that right the moment before it died, it was in a state of mesukenes. So every nevela is presumed to have been a mesukenes, fired the fact that it became a nevela. So tainis the Gemara, if that's the case, then why does Torah have to say nevela lo yisoichal? If every mesukenes is anyways aser, that means before the animal became a nevela, it was already aser because of a mesukenes. Let's see an insight, because if you're going to tell me that a mesukenes is aser, hashtem mechaim asira, if it was aser mechaim lachamisim yibayit, then certainly it's going to be aser lachamisim. And Rashi just adds that if a mesukenes is aser, there's no way to have even a havamina that when it dies, it should become mutter. You know why? Because isura lehechan asla. Beme poka, bemisa zok Rashi, misa can't remove the aser. So if a mesukenes is already Osir, then it's for sure going to retain that issa when it's not a mesukenes, but already crossed over, when it's already not alive. Because there's no way that the misa is going to be matter, right? In Yevamos, Misa is matter in Yisrael Shesach, right? There's ideas of Misa being matter. The Misa can't be matter, this Issa Misukenes. It has absolutely no Avana. And if that's the case, from the fact that the Torah said then an Avela is Aser, must be that a Misukenes is really Mutter. But the Gemara says, maybe not. The Gemara is going to throw out a very wild suggestion. The Dilma, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Misukenes. Maybe an Avela and a Misukenes is really the same thing. Meaning, maybe L'Oilam, a Misukenes is Aser. Yikash is if it's Misukenes. This is Aser, so why do you need to tell me that an Avela is Aser? Maybe when I told you an Avela is Aser, I was really talking about a Misukenes. Maybe a Misukenes and an Avela are one and the same. Meaning, we take for granted that an Avela is a dead animal. Maybe an Avela is an animal that's a Misukenes. But the Gemara says, he can't suggest that. Why? Because it's a Mefurish Pasuk. It says, V'chiyamus min ha-behema, asher hi lochem la'achla, hanageh b'nevlasa. V'chiyamus min ha-behema, asher hi lochem la'achla. Right? Emphasis on V'chiyamus. And then it fears, hanageh b'nevlasa. Emphasis is on Nevlasa. So you see, what's a Nevela? A Nevela is an animal that dies. You see clearly that that's not the way it is. You see that an animal is first considered a Nevela after it dies. So again, if an animal is first considered a Nevela after it dies, and it was a Mesukenes, already Mechayim, so why does Torah have to tell me an Isser Nevela? Typically, that it was Aser anyways before it became a Nevela from the Pasuk Zayisachai Asher Toichlu because of the fact that it was a Misukenes. Oh, must be Misukenes is Mutter, right? Oh, here's your right. But the Gemara says no. But the Malayim may Melacha Hainu Nevela Hainu Misukenes. Maybe a Nevela and Misukenes are the same thing. Now, Tosfos speaks out that this Hainu Nevela Hainu Misukenes does not mean what Hainu Nevela Hainu Misukenes meant a minute ago because we already knocked that out. When we said a minute ago Hainu Nevela Hainu Misukenes, that was the wild Havamina that maybe a Nevela is a Misukenes. The Gemara says it's not true. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'chiyamus hanegei b'nevlasa. So we know that's not the case. So what do we mean? Hainu nevela hainu misukenes. What we mean over here is that it could be every nevela really has an issa misukenes. Not a nevela misukenes is the same thing. A behinda nevela hainu misukenes lichten a nevela bechlal mesayim mona misukenes. And you're right. Every single nevela is aser even without the issa nevela because of the fact that it says zoyisachai asher toichlu. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then why did the Torah have to tell me an Avela is Aser? That was the original premise of the Kasha. If it's anyways Aser Mitzan Mesukenes, so that is not going away when it dies. So for Sheitzach, it's going to be Aser Lacha Misa as well. I'll tell you why. Because maybe Mechayim Base, when the animal's alive and it's only a Mesukenes, it's not an Avela yet, all you're going to have is an Aser. What's the Aser? Zoyisachai Asher Toichlu. That's a lava bomb michlal asay. Alacha misa v'lav. And then when it dies, you're going to have the lava and avela. Then you're going to actually have the actual lava. So the Gemara says, I don't think you can learn anything from Treifa. Again, the Gemara wants to know how you know Misukenes is Mutter. Says the Gemara, maybe the Makar is, I'm going to learn it from Nevela. Where do you see it by Nevela? Of course, from the fact that the Torah says that a Nevela is Aser must be a Misukenes is Mutter. Because if it's a Misukenes is Aser, then why do I need to tell me that Nevela is Aser? It was Aser anyways before it became a Nevela. It was Aser when it was a Misukenes. And there's no Havamina to think that maybe when it's a Misukenes it's Aser, well, it comes a Nevela kilo, when it dies, then it becomes mutter. I need to tell you that Nevela is Aser. Because if it has the Isser when it's alive, the Misa is not changing that. So it's anyways Aser. So what do I need this for? And the Gemara had an initial reaction to reject and say that, I don't know, maybe a Nevela is really a Misukenes. Maybe it's one and the same. And to the extent that it's one and the same, so fakaret. The Misukenes is the Nevela. So from the fact that the Torah asks the Nevela, you have no right that Misukenes is Mutafakaret. If anything, the Torah is telling you that the Misukenes is also some faith in Mal. But the Gemara says it can't be, because we know Nevela is Dafka when it died. But the Gemara says, okay, afilo hachi, there's no raya. And the reason is, because maybe it's true, every Nevela really is a Misukenes. But at the same time, the reason the Torah gave me the Issa Nevela is to be marba loisasei. When it's alive, you have zoisachaya. And when it dies, you still have zoisachaya, because that's not going away. But when it dies, it's more chomer than when it was only alive, Misukenes, which makes a lot of sense. So then already you're going to have the Issa alive. So it could be there's an Issa Misukenes, and that's an Issa Rasei. because it's still b'chayim, so all you have is the Yisr Aseh. Once it dies, you retain the Yisr Aseh, like the Gemara holds in Cheshbon, but at the same time, you also have a Lois Aseh. The bottom line is, you can't learn the Mesukhenes as Mutter from the Velo. So if you can't learn it from the Velo, what's the next best thing? Says the Gemara, Elo, maybe Midam Rachman a Treifa Lois Aichal. Maybe we could learn it from the Isser Treifa. If the Torah had to tell me that a Treifa is awesome, Mechal the Mesukhenes Shaya. Must be a Mesukhenes as Mutter. These are Dach Mesukhenes Aseh, because if you're going to tell me Mesukhenes is Aser, Hashtem Mesukhenes Loi Mechser Asiro. Madacha Mesukhenes that is not missing anything is also a Treifa Mibaya. Then certainly a Treifa, which is missing, should be a problem. The Gemara assumes that a Treifa is a Mesukhenes plus. A Treifa is a Mesukhenes, just like a Mesukhenes is a Mesukhenes. A Mesukhenes is a Mesukhenes because it's in a state of Sakana. A Treifa is the Zelba Mesukhenes. But in addition to that, a Treifa is also Chaser something. There's a Nekev, it's missing an Aver, as we'll see next week, Beis Hashem, when we start Elu Treifas. So the Treifa has everything that Mesukhenes has and some. Which means that if a Mesukhenes is also, it's Pasha that a Treifa is also. If that's the case, Tainas the Gemara, maybe from the Parsha Treifa, I should learn Mesukhenes is Mutter. Because if you're going to tell me Mesukhenes is also, Vastafachabana Parsha fin Treifa, typically, yeah, the Treifa is doch Saivia Mesukhenes. But the Gemara says, one second, Vidoma, I think we get the hang of this already. Hainu Treifa, Hainu Mesukhenes. Maybe a Treifa and a Mesukhenes are really one and the same. In fact, Rashi says, could be the word Treifa is Lashon Mesukhenes. Rashi teaches this even into the word. Could be that's what the word means. It could be it means it's in a state of Sakana. Okay, now, if that's the case, then why does Torah have to tell me twice that a Mesukhenes is also? So it's a Chayash Toichlu once, and then the Issa Treifa a second time. Once to tell me there's an Issa Asneh, and the other one to tell me that there's an Issa Loisaseh. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Imkein Oibazoi, Nevelo the Kasar Rachman Alomli. Why then did the Torah have to tell me the Issa Nevelo? Umam Mechaim Koli Alo Balava Asseh. If when it's alive already, it has a Loisaseh Vaseh, La'acha Misa Mibaya. Then certainly, after it dies, it's going to have a lois aseh vaseh. In other words, if you're going to tell me that every single Mesukhenes is really a treifa, and Mesukhenes is aser belois aseh vaseh, the whole cheshbon here, vaseh because it says lois achay asher toichlu, and belois aseh is the isa treifa. But here's the point: every single Mesukhenes is a treifa. Every treifa is a Mesukhenes. It's one and the same. Rashi, treifa losha Mesukhenesi. Well, that means every single nevela, before it became a nevela, already had an aseh and a lois aseh. Because we said every single nevela was a Mesukhenes before it became, it wasn't a treifa in the emestig sense of what a treifa is, but it's a Mesukhenes. And in this habamina that a Mesukhenes is a treifa, that means every nevela before it became a nevela was a Mesukhenes, which means it already had an aseh and a lois aseh. Well, if that's the case, why did Torah have to tell me this in nevela? And Rashi says that really to appreciate this kasha, you have to chazer over the previous Gemara. Because the Friedig Gemara had already asked the kasha that if you're going to tell me that a Mesukhenes is aser, so why do I need a nissin nevela, right? We wanted to prove Mesukhenes is mutter from the parasha nevela. And the Gemara was doichet twice with the same sprach. But the second time that the Gemara was doichet, right, maybe hainu nevela, hainu Mesukhenes, what the Gemara was saying was that it could be it's true every nevela is anyways also mitzad Mesukhenes, but I want to be mechadish aloy sase. Tainis the Gemara now that if you're going to tell me Mesukhenes is a treifa, hajra oisakushi l'duchta, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is if you're going to tell me hainu Mesukhenes, hainu treifa, I understand why the Torah would tell me that the Mesukhenes is aser twice. Once by Seba, once by Lois Aseh. But now I don't understand again why the Torah told me this in Avela. Because the Is in Avela always is going to be now a Mesukhenes and a Treifa. Because Mesukhenes and Treifa are the same thing, and you always have a Mesukhenes before you're an Avela. Which means, Mechayim, you already have the Lois Aseh Vaseh. And again, that Lois Aseh Vaseh, Zok the Heiliger Rashi, actually speaks like every single thing we're saying now. That Lois Aseh Vaseh is not going anywhere after the animal dies, which means, Blacha Misa Vaita has the Lois Aseh Vaseh. So why do I need this in Avela? The Gemara said I have the Is in Avela. Even if Mesukhenes is also to be mechadish a lois aseh lachamisa, I'm going to have the lois aseh lachamisa. In fact, I already have the lois aseh michayim. What's the lois aseh? There's a treifa, because in this side of the Gemara we want to say that really hainu Mesukhenes, hainu treifa, but the Gemara is doichet. The Gemara says, fes the kasha. But the Gemara says, vidoma, hainu nevela, hainu treifa, Hainu Mesukenes. Now, what does this mean? Hainu Nevela, Hainu Shaita, Hainu Mesukenes. This means what the Gemara meant when it said earlier, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Mesukenes, the second time, the way Tais spoke at. Not it's all the same thing. But rather, maybe this place for the Issa Nevela, this place for the Issa Treif, and this place for the Issa Mesukenes. And why would I need all this wordiness? For Lavar Allah, but Shnei Lavin Vasei. To tell me that there's two Lavin and an Asei. In other words, could be a Treifa and a Mesukenes are really the same thing. And Mechaim, you have the Asei of Zoysa Chaya Shatoichlu of Mesukenes and the Lois Nasei of Treifa. And after it dies, you're Vaitik and have the same. The Lois is not going anywhere. But now that it died, it's worse than just being Mesukenes. And therefore, now that it died, we want to throw on a second Lois Asei. And if we're going to throw on a second Lois Asei, that's what the Issa Nevela is going to be. But the bottom line is, you can't prove from the fact that there's an Issa Treifa, that what? That Mesukenes is Mutter, even though in Svara it makes perfect sense to say that if a Mesukenes is Aser, I don't need the Issa Treifa. So if the Torah told me an Issa Treifa must be the Mesukenes is Mutter, the reason you can't prove it is because maybe a Treifa is a Mesukenes. If I care, it could be when the Torah told you a Treifa is Aser, the Torah was telling you not Mesukenes is Mutter, the Torah was telling Mesukenes is Aser, and that it's more chomer than you even realize. It's not just an Aser of Zoysa Chaya Shatoichlo, but you should know there's a Lois Aser as well. So the Gemara says, Ela Mehacha. I'll prove it to you from somewhere else. And really what the Gemara is going to do in this Ela Mehacha is, just to set this up, the Gemara is just going to prove from Ela Mehacha that a Treifa is not a Mesukenes. And as long as we prove that a Treifa is in itself not a Mesukenes, well then that means that from the fact that the Torah told me the Issa Treifa must be Mesukenes as Mutter. Meaning, Be'etzim, the Issa Treifa is the biggest raya in the world, the Mesukenes as Mutter. It's like a checkmate raya. Wife, tell me a Mesukenes. A treif is also, typically, it's always a misokanis. It must be a misokanis, doesn't bother me. It's tafka when it has one of those. But if you think about this logically, it's so posh. If somebody stopped you on the street and he says, what do you think? You're learning chulin now, you're a month and changing. You think a misokanis is mutter also. Really, you should make a beeline to treifas. You should say, what do you mean? If a treif is also, tafka treif, a misokanis, it's not a treif. That's very good. And that's mamish what the Gemara is doing right now. The Gemara is just countering it with this interesting havamin, and that is maybe a treif really is a misokanis. Like Rashi said, the treif lush misokanis. Maybe we got it all wrong. And it's really that the Gemara is going to disprove. And once the Gemara disproves that, so then it's without question the most obvious and rational approach to the sugya, and that's from the fact that there's a parish of Treifa, that would be a raya that Mesukenes is Mutter. The Gemara says, Al-Mehacho, I can learn it from you. It says in the Torah, V'chel Nevela, V'chel of Treifa Yasa L'chol Malach, V'achol Lo'yisachlu. So this is a pasuk in the Torah that says that the Chel of a Nevela, V'chel of a Treifa, Yasa L'chol Malach, which means it's not Tameh, additionally, V'achol Lo'yisachlu, there's an Isra Achil. Now we know the chelav of every animal is Asav Achil. We're focusing on the second part. Yet the Torah says the chelav of an Avela and the chelav of a Treifa is also Loisachlu. So Chazal darshan this pasuk. And they said, why did the Torah tell me that the chelav of a nevela and the chelav of a treifa is aser? Isn't chelav always aser? What? Because it's a nevela treifa, you would have thought it's different. So Chazal said, I'll tell you why. Yavi is a nevela v'yachal is a chelav. Yavi is a treifa v'yachal is a chelav. The Torah was coming to tell me that the is a nevela, the is a treifa, achal even on the is a chelav. You would have thought that it's not. Why? Kamash won the pasuk. This is a makar in the Torah. This is like mamish ground zero of the sugya of Issachal Alisser. From the fact that the Torah says the chelav and avela, chelav the treif is aser, so it's hameris Issachal Alisser. Okay, so what does that have to do with us? So here's the cheshbon. So if you're going to tell me treif ain a misukenes, if you're going to tell me that a treif is really a misukenes, so if every single treif is a misukenes, that lichtei brachmana chelav nevela yasa l'chol malacha, then the Torah could have said that the chelav of an avela is not Tomei, Yosel Chomalacha, and then just say, we're going to focus on the next part, that the Chelev Treifa Loisachlu, that you're not allowed to eat the Chelev Treifa. In other words, you shouldn't have to tell me the Chelev Nevela Loisachlu. You should just tell me the Chelev Treifa Loisachlu. Or B'milim Achayim, tell me that there is a Treifa Schal on the Issa Chelev, and I'll know for sure that the Issa Nevela is also Chal on the Issa Chelev. Why? V'ano amino, because I'm going to make the following cheshmen. Uma mechayim, osi Issa Treifa chayila Issa Chelev. Madoch, when the animal is a Treifa, which in this point of the Gemara we're assuming is a misukenes, which means the animal is still alive. It's just in a grave situation. It's in a state of sakana. We're saying that what? That afilu hachi, the iser of eating a misukenes is so chomer that it's chal al iser, and that's why iser treifas chal an iser chelev. Well, if that's the case, l'achamisa, when it died already, when it's for sure more chomer than the misukenes, mi baya. Does it go without say? From the fact that the Torah, even though it said already that the Issa Treif is Chal and the Issa Chelov, still felt that it needed to speak out that the Issa Nevela is Chal, Michal the Treif Alavainu is Misukenes, must be that the Treif is not a Misukenes. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is saying that if you're going to tell me that a Treif is a Misukenes, that means every Nevela is Bechal Masayim Mono Treifa. Right, we spoke out already. This is one of the themes that goes through the entire daf. Every Nevela is Bechal Masayim Mono a Misukenes. If a Misukenes and a Treifa on the same thing, that means that every Nevela is Bechal Masayim Mono a Treifa as well. Now, really, if a Treifa and a Misukenes are not the same thing, then that's not a true statement. That every Nevela is Bechal Masayim Mono a Treifa, it's different. Treifa is something that has some deficiency, has some wound. Nevela's dead. Now, a treifa might be in a better matziv than a nevela, but at the same time, it's not the same thing. A misukenes, by definition, is that it's ot-ot. Ot-ot is less than you arrived, right? So if a treifa is a misukenes, then likin yed a nevela treifa. If a treifa is not a misukenes, then you can't say likten yed in nevela treifa. Even though there is a bechlal masayim mana element, even if treifa is not a misukenes in relation to nevela, because at the end of the day, the treifa, as bad as it is, it's fart alive, as opposed to the nevela is dead. But at the same time, it's not mamish punklich the same thing. And that's the cheshbon of the Gemara, late the way Rashi learns it. And that is, the Gemara is tiny, that if you're going to tell me that every single treifa is a misukenes, then bechlal nevela likta treifa. So once the Torah told me, the chel of treifa lo soichal, that is a chal listener as it relates to treifa, kal v'chomer nevela, because the nevela is more chomer. From the fact that Torah had to speak a nevela, that's a raya that you don't say bechlal masayim on a treifa to nevela. And you know why? Because a treifa is not a misukenes. A misukenes is bechlal masayim on a treifa is not a misukenes. And therefore, there's already mokum to make a tricha so that even though I know treifa is chal, maybe nevela not, and vice versa. And that's why the Torah had to tell me v'chel nevela v'chel treifa lo soichal. The Torah had no choice but to go ahead and both to tell me both things. But the bottom line is, Taina's the Gemara, that from the fact that the Torah had to tell me v'chel of nevela, even though it's telling me v'chel of treifa, that's a raya that treifa is not a misukenes. It's a raya that treifa is not b'chlal b'sayim mona of the nevela. And if that's the case, that a treifa is not a misukenes, hajra, the logical approach to the sugi l'duchte. And that is, you want to know, meheicha teisa misukenes esharia, what do you mean? From the fact that the Torah said a treifa is also, isn't that a raya that a misukenes must be mutter? Tosfos, by the way, brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, a whole different pshat in the Gemara, and the reason Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat, he has a few reasons, but the main reason, asher negeya to the cheshbon of the Gemara that we just spoke out, is because at the end of the day, Tosfos holds that just like a misukenes is b'chal masayim mana nevela, a treifa should also be b'chal masayim mana treifa. That's Tosfos. One of Tosfos' kashes ayin shem. Top Tosfos over here in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. But the bottom line is, the Gemara, maskif lo my baravashi asked the kash on this. I don't think this is a good enough right. I'll tell you really a treifa is a misukenes. Ooh, the ka'amri, what was your time in the veil? If a treifa is a misukenes, that means every single treifa is really included in a nevela. So once I know that treifa is chalalisser, certainly nevela should be chalalisser. So nevela, the cost of rachman olam ali. I'll tell you why. L'hach nevela, yasim yikoich misukenes. Wait, you can tell me every single nevela is a misukenes? Right. Well, we spoke at the onset of the daf that this is always the way it is. Here in this point of the Gemara starts entertaining differently. By the way, Tosam and Aleph makes cheshbonis that if the Gemara is not 100% sure about it, Vaharaya right here, I think we have to revisit Amid Aleph, because again, we explained Amid Aleph based on this axiomatic premise. But if you tell me it's not so posh, Vaharaya and Amid Beis, the Gemara is not sure about it. So what? Amid Aleph, the Gemara was sure, now the Gemara is not sure. It sounds like the Gemara over here didn't firmly establish this as a principle. Let's go revisit Amid Aleph. That's one of the Tosfos in Amid Aleph. But either way, says the Gemara, again, Loilam, I'll tell you, a treifa is a misukenes. What's the kasha? The kasha was that if a treifa that misukenes then bechlal nevela look that treifa is nevela because rachmano lamali again it's negaya nevela that wasn't a misukenes hechidami what's a hechitim so shasa gistera. That's your hechitimtz. Your hechitimtz is where the thing was chopped into two pieces. It was chopped in half. And the halacha is, that's where it's going to be again. Rashi has a very nice knitch. Rashi says, if you remember, we learned the Gemara, Le'il, and Tafka Falaf Amad Aleph, that the halacha is Asa Gistra Nevela. What was the chiddush of that halacha? Even if it's mefarcheses, even if it's alive, it's still considered dead. Which means that when it's in the state of misukenes, it's actually considered dead. So it never really has a matzav of misukenes while it's alive. So asa gistra doesn't have a matzav of misukenes mechayim because you chopped it, and when you chopped it, even when it was alive, it was considered dead. Yisni was already considered available. So here's my hechatim, so you don't have a misukenes, but the Gemara says, not true, you actually have a misukenes, put the makabit lifts like the roof. But there's one second before it became a full gistra, before it was rave gistra, so to speak, at that point, there was for sure a moment, and it's for that reason, this is where it's going to be negeya. Bottom line is, every single case of nevela is a misukenes, which then would mean that if a treifa is a misukenes, every single treifa is bechlal masayim mana a nevela. So if the Torah tells me ischal issa by treifa, there's no need to tell it to me by nevela. From the fact that the Torah told me by nevela must be treifa is not a misukenes. If treifa is not a misukenes, that's my makar that a misukenes is mutter. Because if a misukenes is also, why would the Torah have to tell me that treifa is also? By the way, if this is really bothering you, Tosfos asks that, one second, why don't we say that it's true a misukenes is aser? The kash is, why the Torah have to tell me treifa? Because treifa lav haino misukenes, and to be mechadish aloysa say, that in the event you're a treifa, there's aloysa. This is one of Tosfos' kashes over here on daf lamed zayin amed beis. This is extra credit for today's daf. Either way, Gemara says, v'iba yaseima, I have a third makar. This Iba Yaseima is actually a makar, how I know Misukenes is mutter. Not the Iba Yaseima, how I know Treifa Lav Haina Misukenes, right? There's two cheshbonos going on here. The Iba Yaseima, another makar, how I know that a Misukenes is mutter, because Im Kain, if not, Lema, this same limut, from where we proved that Treifa Lav Haina Misukenes, that might actually be a makar that Misukenes is mutter. Because again, what the Pasuk say? V'chelev Nevelev, V'chelev Treifa Yasel, Chomalach, V'achel Lo Yisachlu. Very wordy. V'chelev Nevelev, V'chelev Treifa. Just say the chelav nevelu treifa. Why did Torah have to chazal the word chelav a second time? Zuhi, to teach me that it's dafka regarding the treifa. She'ein chelva chaluk mipsara. It's dafka regarding the treifa where we say that the chelav and the basar are the same. The chelav of a treifa, the chelav is asar, and the basar is asar, right? The basar is asar because it's treifa. The chelav is asar because it's chelav. Issachal al isar, so you have the whole animal is asar. But the chelav is asar mitzad the issa chelav, and it's a treifa, and the treifa is also mitzad the treifa of the yeshlocha acheres. The dogush, Rashi says, the yitur, the extra mention of the word chelav is coming to teach me that there's something similar to a treifa. Shechel b'chalik mipsara, where the basu would be mutter and the chelav would be aser. Ve'ezoi zum mesukenes, and that's a mesukenes. So you have a drush in this pasuk. Ironically, it's coincidentally the same pasuk that we were just handling for a whole different reason, from a different angle. We were handling this pasuk to teach me that treifa lav hainu misukenes. Now we actually, believe it or not, found our makar. What do you think? Lo and behold, from this actual pasuk. But the bottom line is, this is another source to the ikar halacha that a misukenes is mutter. So again, how many makaris do we have so far that misukenes is mutter? First, the Gemara thought to learn it from the veil. The Gemara rejected that. Then the Gemara said, learn it from treifa, which stands, right? It was a long scenic route until we got there, but at the end of the day, yeah, from the fact that the Torah said treif is aser, that's a rai, misukenes must be mutter, or it could be it's learned out from a pasuk tucked away, the chelev, nevelev, chelev, treifa, chelev, treif is extra, tafka by the treifa, the chelev and the bas is aser, as opposed to misukenes, which is similar to the treifa over there, that's not going to be the same. Iba Yisem, and the Gemara says, finally, I have another makar, mehacha, could be it's learned out from the following pasuk, and this is the Dvar Agada. The daf ends really on an exhale note. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Dal, pasuk Yudal. So, Be'ezer Hashem, maybe, in the next daf or two, we're going to revisit this pasuk. But high level, what's going on over here is, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel, and he tells him that I want you to eat the things that are disgusting. Tzaya. If you go through the psukim over there, it's pretty clear what's going on. And Yecheskel turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Va'oymer, and he says, aha, right, that's like a groan. He says, Hashem Elokim, hinei nafshi loy metumah. I never defiled my soul. I never ate nevelos and treifas from the time I was a youth up until now. I never ate pigle. So you're going to ask me now to do something so disgusting and disgraceful? I don't think that's fair. So the Gemara goes, and the Gemara darshins, why did Yechezkel mean when he said I didn't do all these things? Hinei nafshi le'metuma. What did he mean? Shleir harti b'ayoyim. I never had a hirr of arayas during the day. Lovi le'tumas b'layla, which would have led me to tumas keri at night. Unevelo treifa lo'yo chalti min urai. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that I didn't eat nevelos and treifas, because obviously I didn't eat nevelos and treifas. Rather, what he meant was shleir chalti basa kois kois. I never ate basar kois kois. So kois is an Aramaic term for shchita. Rashi says shachot shachot. Meaning, I never ate from the meat that was a misukenes. When an animal's a misukenes, the shechtim are screaming, shechtet, shechtet. You know why? Because if it dies as an avela, it loses a lot of value. So chaparain, do a quick shechita before the animal dies. I never ate from an animal where the shechtim was screaming, kois, kois. What does that mean? I never ate from an animal that needed shelas chacham. If a chacham had a paskin on it, I never ate from shum reb nasan amru. I never ate from a hema that they didn't get the matnas kuna from. What's the havamina? You know? You have to get matnas kuna. So Rashi tells you, because he was a kayin. So because he was a kayin, so he could have averted it. I feel he was machmas. So the Gemara says like this: as it relates to what Yecheskel meant when he said unvelo treifa lo yachalti. And the Gemara teached that what he meant to say was that I never ate from an animal that the Shechtim was screaming, kois, kois. What was Yecheskel being Meshabeach himself with? Iyamre Bishlam Mesharia. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that it's mutter to eat from such an animal, meaning, Misukenes is mutter, Heine Revusad Yecheskel. That's the Chiddush of Yecheskel. Iyamre Tasira. But if you're going to tell me it's Aser, my Revusad Yecheskel. What's the. Meaning, all these things that Yecheskel's saying he didn't do must be is on some level a Dover Chiddush. And if that's the case, the Gemara wants to know, what's the Chiddush that he didn't eat from a Behemah Misukenes? Oh, must be, because a Behemah Misukenes is Mutter. Oh, by the way, must be, it's even Mutter L'chatchila, which is why it's a Chiddush that Yecheskel, right, didn't want to go to it. But the bottom line is, must be that Basa Misukenes is Mutter, and if that's the case, here's your Ibayis Eimotz and Dritamu. Here's your Raya to the fact that Misukenes is really Shayus. Again, let's do a Sikkum. The topic of the daf was a Misukenes. A Misukenes is an animal that's very, very sick. It's not a treifa, but it's an animal that's very, very sick. The Mishnah says, Hashoichet as a Misukenes. As long as it shows a sign of life. What does it mean it showed a sign of life? It, three shitas of Tanam in the Mishnah, but the point is, it was Mefarchis, either Yad Viregel, Yad Oiregel, it wagged its tail, it coughed up blood, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, if it showed a sign of life, that means it survived the Shechita, or at least until when the Shechita supposed to kill it, so then the halacha is you're going to be allowed to eat it. In fact, Tosfos says, even though the Mishnah says Ashoichet, you should know that this is something that you're even allowed to go ahead and do l'chatchila. And the Gemara says, Misukenes mimay deshay. How do you know? Echtesi. Gemara says, we might deshaya. Why would you think it's us? I'll tell you why. Because it says, which we know the fiha emes is referring to treifa. We learn from there that only an animal that can live, you're allowed to eat. But I don't know, maybe really it includes in it Misukenes. Meaning the reason we know it's talking about a treifa is because we know the Mishnah says Misukenes Sharia. But the Gemara's kash is Mimai. I just want to know, I mean, I'm not debating it. I got it. If it's a Mishnah, it's a Stam. We have all the Tanaim and Shas Kamana mentioned in this Mishnah. They're all in agreement with this halacha. There's no issue with that. But Mimai the Sharia, what is the source? Maybe Zayis HaChaya Chataychel should teach me that it's really awesome. And the Gemara went through several attempts. The first one, which was the failed attempt, and that is, the Gemara says, maybe I learned from the parasha of Nevela. If you're going to tell me that a Misukenes is Aser, well, isn't every Nevela a Misukenes before it becomes a Nevela? So why does Torah have to tell me it is a Nevela? But the Gemara, after a few twists and turns, says that's not a kasha, because maybe a Nevela is worse than a Misukenes, which it is, and if that's the case, the Torah wants to tell you that in addition to the assay of Zayis HaChaya Asher Toichlu, which the animal has when it's alive, which is not going anywhere after it dies, but now there's going to be a Lois assay as well. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't learn it from the parish of Nevela. But the Gemara says, you know where I could maybe learn it from? From the parish of Treif. If you're going to tell me that a Nevela is, that a Misukenes is also, I need a parish of Treif for. Typically, Bechlal treifa lit showing the Misukenes, because every treif is a Misukenes plus. So if you're telling me that a Misukenes is also, why do I need a parcha of treifa? And the Gemara after a whole analysis, came out and says, you know something? You're right. You're 100% right. I think we got it. I think we nailed it. And in fact, that is the first of the three terutzim of the Gemara that ends up playing out. The long cheshbon of the Gemara was, the Gemara had a very strong hava, I mean, there may be a treifa ism. Because again, that's so similar. It's not so rough to think that they'd be one and the same. In fact, Rashi says, treifa loshem esukenese. So if that's the case, it would have been very stark makom for that to be the case. But the Gemara proved that's not the case. And if that's not the case, you're right. And chanami, this is a right. The third approach, which was the second one that stands in the sugya, was we learn it from the parsha of v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa v'ochel lo yisachlu. It's dafka chelav treifa with the chelav and the basar are the same, but there's something similar to a treifa. Mahi ve'izoyzu misukenes, where it's not going to be that way. And then finally, the Gemara said, "Could we learn from the pasuk of Yecheskel? Because Yecheskel tells HaKadosh Baruch, you asking me to eat dvarim tmeim. Don't you know I never ate basa misukenes? Now, if he's being meshabeach himself, so to speak, that I never ate basa misukenes, zois noimeres, it must be that there's no question in the world that basa misukenes is mutter. Oh, you see from here, misukenes is shaya. So at the end of the day, we have three terutzim that stand. Either from the fact that treif is also, that's right, misukenes is mutter, or it's learned out from Chelev Treifa, or it's learned out from the Pasuk in Yecheskel Ad Kan for today. So just to end with one Ha'ara related to a Sheichet HaMesukenes, which is going to tie into some raid that we've spoken about recently. I saw in the Har Tzvi Al HaShas right here, Mesechtes Chulin Daf Lamed Ches, it's really on tomorrow's Daf, and the source of this Har Tzvi is really from the Shailos HaTshuvos Har Tzvi. It's in Yerideya Simin Tesvav. He brings a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya in the city of Brisk at the time that Agoyin Reb Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik was the Rav of Brisk. So there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a Shoichet who shechted an animal. He shechted Rav of the animal, perfect. And then he continued, and he shechted the miut basra of the animal, and he did it b'shehiyah. While he shechted the miut basra, the animal was not mefarches. It didn't show any sign of life. So Reb Chaim Halevi said that even though we know that if someone is shah b'miut basra, the Shulchan Aruch says was supposed to be machmer, like the teiku of the Gemara, lefi shitas Rashi, that shah b'miyat simanim is referring even to the miyat basra. But in this case, where the animal showed no sign of life at the miyat basra, it's going to be fine. You know why? Said Reb Chaim, because that's pashat. Once you shecht right over the animal, at that point, the animal is already a misukenes. What's the halacha of a misukenes? If it's mefarches and it shows a sign of life, well, then the halacha is we assume the animal's alive. If, however, it's not mefarches and it doesn't show a sign of life, we assume the animal is dead. So, Reb Chaim, that's poshet. That even Rashi Shita of Shah b'miut basra as a teiku is going to be a problem. That's only if you assume the animal's alive. But if you assume the animal is dead, then the Shah b'miut basra is nothing. Once the animal's dead, it's dead. Then for sure you got the Rubei Kekuloi Al Yudei Deroif. So, Reb Chaim said this gewaldige chiddush, and the whole city of Brisk was tumbling about this chiddush. He said that even though there's halacha of Shah b'miut basra, but at the same time, if he was shah b'miut basra and the animal wasn't mefarches, then we're going to look at it as if it's pecheskas that it died already. If it died already, you don't have to worry about the fact that it was shah b'miut basra. The ru'uyin ha'dvarim l'misha amram. So Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi, says that as much as this chiddush is such a geshmak chiddush, v'divrei pi chachim chein, he said, but I have two problems with this chiddush. His first problem was as follows. Reb Chaim is assuming that when we say that an animal that's a misukenes and then it doesn't show a sign of life, it's not mefarches during the shechita, the halach is you're not allowed to eat it. So Reb Chaim is assuming that the reason is because we assume that bevadai it's not alive. We're assuming bevadai it's not alive. And being that you assume bevadai it's not alive, l'chumra to tell me that it's an avail, I'm not allowed to eat it. Well, if that's the case, I would assume bevadai it's not alive Lakula as well, and therefore, if you were shav b'miut basra, and now you actually want the animal to have been dead, al yedei the shechita of the roif simanim, I'm going to assume that it was dead already. Lakula, and the shav b'miut basra is not going to be a problem. Observe Reb Tzvi Pesach is a muchach to go azoy vayt. Maybe the fact that the animal was a mesukenes and didn't show a sign of life is not a vadai that it died, but maybe a mechash miyaboy. You have to be worried that maybe it died. So lechumr to go ahead and eat it, it's a nisadei raisa, maybe of nevela, so we're not going to let you eat it. But to go lekula and to be matir a shab and miyat basa, which according to Rashi Le Rabbein Yeruchim, that the tefur shab brings is also a shayla vadei raisa, mechatesa, we're going to be matir. So said, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, Rabbi Chaim is naming on a big anocha. And mechatesa this anocha. So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach says, I know where Rabbi Chaim got it from. It's Lashon HaRambam. Of course that's where Rabbi Chaim got it from. It's also a Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. In Yerudea Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, and it's a quote verbatim from the Rambam, HaShoychet Es HaMesukenes V'loi Pirchis Soklal HaRezu Nevela V'loi Kimolea. Oh, you get Malkus. So said Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, it's Pashut. That's where Rabbi Chaim was coming from. That in Shulchan Aruch state Loi Kimolea. Loi Kimolea means it's Bevadai Meso. So if it's Bevadai Meso, no Loi Shno LaHachma V'loi Shno LaHakal. By the way, Loi Kimolea is itself in a way Kula, because you can't just give a person Malkus. There's a lot in the Torah Yosef and Yosef. Elamai, we assume that if it's Loi Pirchus, the animal for sure died, even to give a Yid Malkus. Well, if that's the case, for sure that knock out a Shitas Rashi of Shab and Miyat Basra, we're going to assume it's dead, and if that's the case, it's not going to be a problem. Rav Tzvi Pesach says it's not so Pasha Lahalach. Again, the Chap for sure, from the Lashon HaRambam, this is the Teretz. But at the same time, he says, if you take a look at the Prima Gadon mutches very much with why the Mechaber said, and it's based on the Rambam, Loikin Oleh. Echad Tesid, you're so positive that the animal died. Maybe it wasn't Mefarchis, because it wasn't Mefarchis. How could the fact that Loi Pirchis, right, the fact it didn't do something, that's a raya that it was for sure dead? Right, if you do something, that could be a positive raya. Not doing something is usually not considered a raya, right? But the bottom line is, the Prima Gadam mutches very much with this kasha, and the Prima Gadam says that the only reason that the Rambam paskin and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that loikim alel, it's because really every single behema we know is becheskas Isser Kaima Achi Vodalucha, until you know for sure that it's mutter. And what's the chazaka? That's machlikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it's the cheskas evim and achai. Tosfos learns it's the cheskas ein ezavuch. But says the Prima Gadim, it's tafka because betziruf to the fact that it wasn't mefarchis is also a cheskas isser. That's why it's going to be like a mala. So says Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, like the Prima Gadim, where it's only bevadai because of the cheskas ein ezavuch. You don't have the cheskas ein ezavuch to be mekel. So over there, the hadadina, that it's not really a vaday. If it's not really a vaday, it could be Rav Chaim's ha'aru b'yero. Again, Rabbi Pesach is not being the party pooper. He's having a geshmak in the ha'aru, just like we're all having a geshmak in the ha'aru. He just said as a poisik, halacha l'maisa, it's not so pasha. Because halacha l'maisa is done off in the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim says that the only reason we assume it b'teir is vaday is because it's supported by the cheskas ein ezavuach. But that's only true l'achman. That's not going to be true l'hakel. But then Rabbi Pesach says another ha'aru. This I thought was very interesting. And that is, it says, if you take a look at the Taz says, why is it that if someone's sheikhet ha-mesukenes, v'loi pirchus ha-klal, ha-reizu nevela v'loikim ala, right, such a sharf ha-loshen, says the Taz, ha-reizu nevela, dikim luhu l'rabonon, dizu netula nishmasa, koidem gemar shechitasa. Because there's an umdana that before the animal died, for sure, or before the gemar shechitasa, it already died. The kimlu l'rabbanan, the zuna tulin eshmasa koydem gemar shchitasa. It's also the lashon of the lavush. The vaday nes alpha, it chalished. Kishehergisha, as soon as it started experiencing the shchita, the yotzan eshmasa koydem gemar shchitasa roif. And for sure, its neshama left before it the conclusion of the shchitasa roif. The crazy place. The kimlu lechachomim, the mesukene shehi betachlis achulsha, kichehis chalishchay ktsasimonim, ein bakoyach lisboil oid. The yoitz is nafsha, varei nevoila koidem agmar. The Taz and the Levush and the crazy place, all three said the same thing. That the chazoka is that before the completion of the shchita, it's going to die. Right, that's the cheshmen. The cheshmen is before the completion of the shechita is going to die. If that's the case, says Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, what's Rabbi Chaim saying? Rabbi Chaim saying, as soon as you do roiv, there's no question in the world at that point, it's already going to be a misukenes. You shechted roiv, there's no shaila at that point that it's already going to be a misukenes. Okay, so if that's the case, if it's loy pirchasa, you're going to have a problem. Says, look, Rabbi Chaim, I can't even go lekula, because the Rambam says it's a vada. The Rambam says loy kamala. So you see, it even goes lekula. Says, look, Rabbi Chaim, if you were shob and me at Basra, it doesn't matter, because you were Shoan and Avela. Zogt Rav Tzvi Pesach, that would be true if the Taz and the Levush and the Crazy Oplesi would have said that the moment you start the Shechit, it's Yatzah Neshmasa. But they all went out of their way to be Madgish. It's before the Gemar. If that's the case, Zogt Rav Tzvi Pesach, maybe when the Shechit started the Mi'ut Basra, when he started, was still alive, then he was Shah. At that point, there wasn't an Avela yet. You're right, by the time he finished Shechting the Mi'ut Basra, for sure it died. But maybe he was Shah before it died. And if that's the case, even if Noniach, it's true, the Chazaka works, Afilu Lekula, has nothing to do with the Cheskezein HaZavuach. Abel HaMaisa, it only is a Chazaka by the Gemar. But being that he was Shah, maybe he was Shah before the Gemar. And if he was Shah before the Gemar, you're going to end up having a problem. In other words, Rav Tzvi Pesach says, this is Mamash's Lashon, you have to spout the Mi'ut Basra. Now we're really getting into it. Right? So till now, we're talking about the Roiv and then the Mi'ut Basra. You have to take the Mi'ut Basra Gufa with a Sakina Harifa and pun intended, and you have to go ahead and you have to spalt it. And you have to ask yourself, it could be the Shab and Mi'ut Basra was in the early part of the Mi'ut Basra, and it didn't die until it was ready Roiv Ki'ilu of the Mi'ut Basra, right? Until you have the end of the Mi'ut Basra. And if that's the case, even if you make the Hanocha like Reb Chaim's making, which is the steamest Loshen HaRambam, the Loi Kapri Megadim, but at the same time, it's still not so poshnet that this is the way it's going to play itself out. Either way, this is the Tshuva and Hatzvi that we just read out, Metchilu Vatzoif. It's short Tshuva. It's in your Adeya, Simon Tesvav. The Shoyal, by the way, was Rabbi Yisrael Veltz. He was the Shoyal, and he was the one who told Rav Tzvi Pesach about this Maisa Shoyal Ka Choyal with Rav Chaim Brisker, and in as much as it's a very, very Geshmak Shaila, but in Halacha LeMaisa, Rav Tzvi Pesach was Mefakvik very much. And it's interesting because Rav Tzvi Pesach Yedua had an incredible Koyach Teter. But when it came to this, he felt it wasn't so posh at the Kula of Rav Chaim Brisker. But I just want to end with one Ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Meseches Chulin, and this is from Hagoyin Reb Itamar Garbuz. And in Simin Chaf Aleph, he brings this Shmua from Reb Chaim. He brings it from the Har Tzvi, by the way. So it seems like the source of this Reb Chaim is the Har Tzvi, because that's where he brings it from. So he brings Ayin Be Shail Shuvas Har Tzvi, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Reb Chaim Briska, and he asks one Ha'ara. Again, it's beyond the scope of what we usually do, but we'll just end the hard week with his Ha'ara. But it's really posh, and I think subconsciously everybody's thinking this. And that is, said Rabbi Tamar Garbuz, I don't understand the whole Reb Chaim. I mamish don't understand it. Sounds so geschmack. V'divrei pi chochem chem. V'ruin advram li shamram. Yeah, but there's seemingly a big hole in the cheshbon. You know why? Because it was mavur in our Gemara that every single animal, right before it dies, it's always in a state of misokenes. Now, ordinarily, when is an animal deemed to have been considered dead? When roiv the simon ha'shachat. Right? Rubei kekulai. The extra Mi'ut Basra is extra credit, then it's maybe called a Moisef Gereya. But as soon as you go ahead and you shech the roiv, that's usually when the animal's considered to have been dead. If the Gemara said that every single animal before it dies, it's a misukenes, it's poshet that it's true for shechit as well. And incidentally, the Gemara said it only regarding Avela, but there's no reason in the world to assume that it would be different between Avela and a shechita. As a matter of fact, if you would think in Svar it's different between an Avela and shechita, meaning maybe by the Maisa shechita you're not a Misukenes before it dies, well then you would have a Hechatimtza where you could have an Avela that wasn't a Misukenes, which in the Cheshbon of the Gemara can't be. You know what the Hechatimtza would be? I'll tell you what the Hechatimtza would be. If someone went ahead and did a shechita al yedei drasa, where the animal is going to be a Nevela, because it's not a proper shechita, and you're telling me when it's done with a Maisa shechita over there. So if you tripped up on one of the halachas of Moshe Mi'Sinai, then you have to go back and chaz of the Gemara. So it's poshint, because the Gemara said there is no hechatimtza. We have an Avela that wasn't a Misukenes prior. That means that just like the Mitzias of being a Misukenes before it becomes an Avela is true, it's also a Misukenes before it's a Shchuta, right? It's one and the same. So here's the point. The point is usually the animal becomes dead when you do Roiv of the Shchita. The Gemara says you're always a Misukenes 1 second before it died, which means that right before you did the roiv, the animal's a misukenes. If Reb Chaim's gerecht, every single time you do the shechita, you should have to see the animal be mefarches when you do the roiv. Because if it wasn't mefarches, well, that would mean that it died already when it was in a state of misukenes and you never had a proper shechita. So Reb Chaim made this meir de gecheshmer. Reb Chaim said that you shab me at Basra, so I have to worry about it. You know why? Because it was a misukenes. It means that it wasn't mefarches. It means it was dead already. 1 second. In a regular shechita, when you check the roiv of the simen, at that point it's already considered a mesa because roiv makes it into a shechuta. Well, if that's the case, it means it was a misukenes before the roiv. If it's dead before the Rav, you don't have a kasher shechita. You need it to be alive that one extra second in order to tip the scale to make it into a Rav. The only way for it to be determined that it's alive is if it's mefarches. So why isn't that halacha that every single time you shecht, at the time that you shecht the Rav, it should have to be mefarches? What's the teretz? So to be Tamar Garbuz Shlita. The teretz is pasha, because the halacha misukenes means far the shechita. That if before the shechita the animal was a misukenes, that's when you run into problems. But if the animal becomes misukenes, machmas the shechita, so of course it's not an issue. Fakir, that is what shechita is. Shechita means shech the animal that's not misukenes, do roi, then it's going to be dead. It could be every single time you do it, it's misukenes 1 second before. Good, that's all nichlal and what the Torah is telling you when it says vizavachta kasher tzivisicha. You'll tell me misukenes usually doesn't work. That's when it's misukenes shalei machmas hashchita. But obviously it's so poshut that when the Torah is being mitzvah, the mitzvah of shchita, and the Torah set up the system where it could be it becomes a misukenes before the right. Torah set up the system of yuvamis with an eishes lach. I don't know. The bottom line, that's not a kasha. This is the way shchita works. So if this is the way shchita works, this is the way shchita works. Well, if that's the case, then there's makim to say that klapi to be a basra also. Because what's the lumdus of Rashi's miyat basra? The lumdus of Rashi's miyat basra is that really shchita tutzuch up in the ganze simen. We spoke from the Beis Halevi already a few times. It's just that ruba is kakuloi, but when you shech the miyat basra, really what you're doing is you're doing the shchita. Otherwise, you couldn't be shabba miyat basra. It wouldn't work. The teretz is because it's all the shchita. So a vifl, it's all the shchita. Who said there's a kpeda for me to have to worry and make sure that it wasn't mefarches by the miyat basra? Just like I don't care that it wasn't mefarches when I went ahead and I shechted the roiv, I don't care if a second before the roiv it might have died out misukenes. It's irrelevant. As long as it was a meisa shechita that knocked out the roiv, even if in 1 second earlier it died, that doesn't desir nechnish. Because it all happened machmas the shechita. So if it happened machmas the miyat basra, when the Torah said vizavach, Torah said shech the whole simen. Lechatchilu, you're even supposed to shech the whole simen. So you came up with a chab that once you shechted roiv of the simen, at that point it's a misukenes. I need to be mefarches by the miyat basra. Every shechita you have that before you shechted the roiv, and I feel like it doesn't bother me because it happened agav the shechita. So if agav the shechita doesn't bother me, if it happened by the miyat basra, it shouldn't bother me either. It's muchach. Said Rabbi Tamar Garbuz, Rabbi Chaim held as a chilek fundamentally between shechting roiv of the simen versus the miyat basra. And as much as this is so poshut that this is the cheshben in the ikar shechita, but the miyat basra is like its own thing, so to speak. And to the extent that we can dan that the animal's dead before the miyat basra, being that it's kosher already, and I already have a kosher shechita, I don't care what happens anymore in the miyat basra. As it relates to the roiv, which is the ikar mitzvah shechita, that's ma'akiv. So over there, the fact that a might have been a misukenes before I got the roiv, that's going to not be an issue, because that is all included in what the Torah is telling you to do when you do a shechita, knowing that it might die a second before you shech the roiv, a bedasa shechita. But as it relates to the miyat basra, once I go ahead and I have an animal that already had a shechita, it could be then you could setel the miyat basra and the roiv. Again, this is just thought-provoking lundus, a little bit of a hashlama on what we spoke about earlier in the week. And we are going to stop here on Guten Erev Shabbos.